Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them, too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish. It's time now for our main guest interview, and I've been really enjoying my relationship with Dr. Uma. We've gotten to know each other a little bit over the last couple of weeks. First of all, just tell us about your practice, all the things that you've done, and all of the things that you're doing.
I'm an interventional cardiologist. I spent the first half of my career living in North Carolina. I was on faculty at Duke Hospital and the Duke Clinical Research Institute. And so it was a combination of clinical practice, developed community networks in underserved communities with Duke as the centerpiece for tertiary care. But the goal was to try and bring cardiovascular care into communities. And as you know, North Carolina is a rural state. So we pioneered doing cardiac catheterization on an 18-wheel truck, wow, bringing it to different communities.
How did that work out?
You know, Elizabeth, it's amazing what you can actually accomplish when you see a need, right?
I mean, I just can't imagine having surgery on it in a truck.
Well, it was pretty amazing. Listen, I won't take credit for any ideas, but these were other people's ideas or other people's businesses. What I will take credit for is being able to figure out what the needs of patients are in different communities and then looking what's out there in the marketplace and knowing how to utilize them. And that's what we've done, Richard, at Sorin Medical. Sorin, I named after a priest, Father Edward Sorin, who was the founder of the University of Notre Dame. I was inspired by his backstory and his history when my older daughter was an undergrad at Notre Dame. And his motto was, be a force for good in this world. And I was very concerned about what was going to happen to patients and physicians after the Affordable Care Act. And so what I did was I took disparate technologies, AI software technology that's available, that was commercially available already, the best imaging camera that was made in the world, and a process and system, and trademarked it and called it the Sorin Heart Scan. And we are now the number one quality scan in America for 8 quarters, 2 years running. And the reason I'm on your show and the way we met is I've, in addition to that, coupled with that, as I'm an older physician now and thought I was set in my ways, recognized that I need to engage in patients, with patients, in a different way. I might not be able to change the law, but we can certainly change the way we engage with patients. And since then, we have published improved outcomes, higher quality, greater access, lower cost than traditional cardiovascular care.
So I'm just curious, do people need to come to your clinic in New York to get this, or do you have it going around on trucks still? Or
I mean, we're working on now a model to put it on an 18-wheeler, but even through urban communities. And we're now working, and I'm glad to meet Diane today because we're working with investment bankers and private equity to now scale this on a national level.
Well, because I love this mobile aspect of it. As you say, you see where the need is greatest and find a solution for that need, then you can go anywhere with it. Are you opening any other storefronts, like medical clinics for it?
So we have about 25 office-based facilities between Orange County and the boroughs in New York, including Inglewood, New Jersey. But our flagship, which is an ambulatory surgical center, and where the Sorin Heart Scan sits, is down on Wall Street, right on the corner of Wall Street and South Street. So the challenge in medicine, as reimbursements go down, we're one of the only businesses from a business standpoint where every year we get paid less, and that's programmed into CMS. You can't be an independent practice today and not figure out the business side. And so that's where we're at now, trying to figure out the we think we have the business model figured out. We think we have the approach to marketing and patient engagement figured out. And now we're working on the financing for both fixed-based sites, mm-hmm, as well as mobile labs. There's no reason you can't drive an 18-wheeler with a Soarin' heart scan into any community and do 25 or 30 Soarin' heart scans. And let's remember, heart disease is the number one killer. Doctors can only do two things for patients: make them feel better or live longer. And despite the promise of the Affordable Care Act, the reality is, in the last 14 years, survival in the United States has gone down. And that's not just from COVID. So there's a lot of work we can do to improve the lives of our community, improve outcomes for patients. Just got to be a little innovative and stop saying yes.
Dr. Joe Puma, just an amazing physician. I went and visited his office not too long ago. One of the things that you mentioned before was the inexpensive nature of this superior heart scan.
I don't want to be political, but politics are now in healthcare, right? In ways that we never imagined before. But let's go back to 2010. One of the major reasons for the Affordable Care Act was to, in the words of the president at the time, flatten the curve on the rise of healthcare costs in the U.S. In 2010, healthcare costs were at about 14% of GDP in the country. Where are we today? Over 20%. It's essentially the largest business in the world. Let me get back to your first question first. A coronary CT scan, which can then give you, with that data and just a blood pressure and a cholesterol profile, it can give you a 10-year risk of heart attack, death, or stroke. That's pretty valuable for men over 40 and women over 50, okay? And we'll get not only assessment of the actual arteries, images of the arteries in your heart, plaque analysis, whether it's calcified, non-calcified, at risk of a heart attack or not at risk, and if there is blockage, we'll get an assessment of if that blockage is severe and needs a coronary stent to clear it away or bypass. I try and deal with health and in a positive way. And yes, we always talk about everything with a background of diet and exercise. But I have to start looking at healthcare from a business standpoint. We think we have a better product. It's far less expensive. And we think it's both sustainable and scalable. It'll improve health of any community that we're in, which is what's important to me. 75 to 80% of doctors now work for a health system, which means you're no longer employing them, Elizabeth, when you see them. They're employed by the people that want them to say yes. Let's keep that in mind, right? Remember, HMOs are just a healthcare delivery payment system. The Affordable Care Act is a healthcare delivery payment system. In an HMO, the goal was to constrain costs.
Right.
And those companies did great. If you were a CEO of an HMO, you made a lot of money.
Right.
And the way they constrained costs is by not providing care.
Right. And they didn't. And then
okay.
And then if you had to get it anyway and you paid for it and tried to get reimbursed, well, good luck.
Listen, I'm not arguing that in a fee-for-service environment, there are challenges where costs can get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
But we have proven now, when you take the doctor out of the equation and the patient loses choice,
right,
the rate of rise is higher and the quality of care is less.
Of course.
I can tell you there were already companies being formed for coronary CT. Will they have the quality of a Soarin' heart scan? I don't know. We're pretty good. We can figure out a way to make it economically viable, and it's actually a great business model.
Dr. Joe Puma, who is one of the top cardiologists in the world, Passage Prophet with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt, will be back after this commercial break.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. That's 800-425-4803. Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance?
insurance?
Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Dr. Joe Puma. And we've been having a spirited discussion about healthcare, and he has developed this innovative, low-cost solution, and it's not even for when you're sick. It's a preventative solution. It just blows my mind how smart this guy is. But he also has a new venture he's starting called Check-In.
The Check-In. It's a hip-hop health series. The Check-In reaches out specifically to the hip-hop community because the rates of heart disease, the rates of high blood pressure, the rates of heart attacks and strokes are 2 to 3 times higher in Black Americans compared to white or Asian Americans. The goal was just an entertainment-type approach to bring stories to life around important healthcare issues, primarily cardiovascular health. And we've actually filmed actual procedures we do at our ambulatory surgical center.
Wow.
Again, using technology, we've worked with a startup, and we are Amazoning healthcare. Go on our website, SorenMedicalNY.com. There's a button that says the Soren Marketplace that's powered by a company called Superscripts. You click on it. It has a menu of tests or procedures, including consultations to see the doctor. You put in your insurance information. Actually, all you need to put in is basically 2 clicks. It'll tell you if your insurance covers it. It'll tell you what your copay is. It'll tell you what if you've met your deductible. And you could go right online and schedule your Soren heart scan or consultation. So these are the ways that we're using technology, partnering with other companies to improve efficiency and workflow so that we can survive in this new healthcare environment.
That's great. Dr. Joe Puma.
Richard, thanks so much for inviting me. Elizabeth, good to see you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.